Hello, this is Chell from Helsinki, Finland.
Hello, can we see you or we're just going to hear you?
Unfortunately, I do not have, there is not a webcam in this studio, I'm afraid. So,
okay.
Yeah.
We'll just listen to you.
Yeah, you just have to imagine me like devilishly handsome.
Okay, I see it now.
It's 6 p.m. here in Helsinki. How are you doing, John? Such an honor to speak to you.
I'm doing very well, and I'm happy to speak with you as well.
There's one thing, like, I've always been thinking, like, if I get to even once speak to John Legend for 1 minute, I would want to ask him at least, so I just want to get this over, this question. You have won, like, every prize and trophy possible, probably. I've always wondered, like, where do you keep them? Like, do you have, like, one trophy room, or do you, like... shatter them around the house, or do you like give them to any friends or parents? Like, what's your story?
My wife has loaned out a couple of my Grammys to other people a few times, but I always get them back. And all of our Grammys, the Emmy, the Oscar, the Tony, they're all right next to the piano in our house. And you know, I figure keep them close to the piano. That's where I've earned most of my awards. So I figure keep them close to the piano.
Of course, your many of your accomplishments and prizes have come through entertainment and music. But did you like win any prizes or trophies as a kid or as a teenager before getting into music and stuff?
My wife is going to be sighing over on the side because she hears me right now.
Let's hear it.
When my first big trophy was a spelling bee champion in like third or fourth grade. And then I was prom king in high school. So that's about it.
Does she get to hear this often?
My wife is rolling her eyes right now.
Hey, this year has been, you know, so strange, also so dark. Of course, great good things have happened, but it's been like a struggle for so many people. How important is the music released? Like, let's think the past 8 months. What kind of part do you think music that has been released during this time place, like, what does it have? Does it have like a special part?
Well, I think this is humbling for musicians because we realize we can't heal people when they're sick. We can't save the world, but we can do our small part to try to make people's lives more enjoyable, bring more inspiration to their lives, bring more connection to their lives, bring more love into their lives. So we try our best as artists to do that. But we know we can't do it on our own. So, you know, as I put music out this year, I knew that I couldn't fix the pandemic. I couldn't fix all the things that were going wrong with the world, but I could try to give people some hope and some inspiration and some joy through music. Music really is a powerful thing in that sense. It can change the way people feel, change the way they connect with other people. And hopefully we've been able to do some of that as artists this year, contributing to people's lives in such a dark time.
Mm. Have you noticed, because you've written so many songs during the years and you continue to do it this year as well, have you noticed as a songwriter while writing, because so many things are happening in the world, have you noticed, has it changed you in any way as a songwriter? Like, do you think about things from a different angle now when, you know, so many things are happening in the world?
Well, I think my songwriting is going to continue to evolve as my life changes and we go through different experiences. And my family and I have had our own challenges this year. And I think it will affect the way I write. It'll affect the way I think about the world. And that's what you want from artists, though. You want them to share themselves and their perspective through their music. And as I continue to write this year and into next year, you'll continue to hear my stories and my songs and the way I've emotionally reacted in my songs.
Do you think it's more important than ever to, because I think your songs have always been so full of hope. Do you think that it's more important than ever to deliver hopeful messages in all kinds of shapes and forms to the people?
music should be all of that. It shouldn't just be hopeful. Sometimes music is there to be provocative. It's there to be, you know, sometimes it can arouse your anger or your passion, or it can be the soundtrack for you starting a revolution, fighting back. You know, there's all kinds of music out there, and I think every artist should tell the story that they want to tell, an honest story, a story that comes from their heart and is authentic and speaks to their own experiences, and then the audience will find it, you know, and they'll it'll be there for the audience when they need it.
Have you noticed that your own like listening to music, you as a consumer of music, has it changed during this time when you have had more time at home, for instance, traveling less and just being home?
We've been listening to music more as a family, I feel like, because we're close to each other a lot. We're at home and we're in the car together. And I feel like we've been finding songs that we all kind of connect to together. And that's really interesting when you're with your kids and you see what they love, when you're with your wife and you see what she loves, and then how your tastes intersect. We've been together more this year than we've ever been, which is, I think, the silver lining of all this, you know, stress and challenge that the world has faced, is that families have been together more. And I feel like we've connected and bonded through music as a family.
Mm. And has your wife heard the Spelling Bee story even more during these past 8 months?
My wife has heard all of my stories way... She's right here, and she's heard all of it way too often.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so funny. You're also known for... You've also recorded Christmas songs, and you know, many people know you for that as well. Some people are really allergic to Christmas music. Some people are saying like, no, I mean, I can't listen to Christmas music until like the day before Christmas Eve or the week of Christmas Eve. Some people crank it up already, you know, in October and stuff like that. How about you? When do you like open the Christmas playlists?
Well, my kids, my daughter Luna was around for the creation of my Christmas album back in 2018. Miles was born in May of 2018. So when we were making that album, my kids were very involved in, you know, listening to the rough drafts and the demos of all the songs. And it's such an important album to them because it's part of how we bond with each other through music. And so we have a little record player in our dining room, and my daughter would just asked me to go dance with her in the dining room to the Christmas album all year round, whether it was July or March or October or December. We love Christmas music, and my daughter's right here. She wants you to know that.
Oh, that's good.
you know, I think because there's such a familial connection with my album, we've found that we want to listen to it all the time.
Okay. You've also done your own version of John Lennon's classic Happy Christmas. Since there has been and unfortunately there will probably continue everywhere in the world, like the all kinds of crisis and challenges when it comes to politics and stuff like that, and this has been a big year for United States when it comes to politics. You had like probably, I don't think a single election in the history of the world has been like more anticipated than this one, and it looks like Mr. Biden is going to be the next president. Do you believe that particular song has got like this Christmas even a more important role?
It's funny because when we were preparing to release the album, we had a conversation with the record label, and part of the conversation was the hypothetical that what if Trump won? Could we even release this song?
Right.
and thankfully that hypothetical did not come true, but I don't even know if I could have released this song after Trump being reelected, that would have felt just weird and the message would have felt off. But I really do believe that the whole nation and the whole world should feel a bit more optimistic that we have new leadership in the White House, because it doesn't just affect the United States, it affects all of our allies and partners around the world, that we have new leadership, that we have someone that will listen to scientists when it comes to facing this pandemic that's been such a challenge globally, that we'll have someone with decency and empathy and competence in the White House. It'll just mean that the world is in a safer place because America did the right thing and rejected the idea of 4 more years of Trump. So I think the song feels exactly perfect for right now. It's a song that doesn't say everything's perfect, but it says, let's work toward a more peaceful world. Let's aspire toward more love and more human connection. And let's hope that the war really is over and that we can live together in peace. I think that's a perfect message for right now.
Absolutely, I agree. When the during election night, were you like on pins and needles the entire evening, and were you like, you know, writing and calling friends the entire time? Like, how were you? Like, how were you acting and behaving that evening?
Oh, Christy and I were staying up late watching all the results. We were. I wasn't especially nervous, but I remembered what 2016 was like, and I felt pretty good about Hillary's chances in 2016, and you start to see the night start to take a turn pretty quickly in 2016. And so that was very stressful. And this time we saw enough good signs as the returns were coming in, but we also knew that this was going to take longer because of the way the rules were structured around the counting of the mail-in ballots. We knew that some of the states wouldn't know the results for several days. And so we knew we were in for the long haul, but we could tell by the numbers that were coming in that things were pretty optimistic and the chances were that Biden was going to win. And thankfully that was the case.
Absolutely. I've also always been wanting to ask you, because you're known for like, singing a lot about, of course, love and feelings. And there's like always a really deep message, as I was mentioning earlier, the hope. Do you have like a folder on your computer when you like, you just like, do you sometimes feel like, oh, I just want to write a song about drinking beer, you know, and driving a car or something like that?
A drinking beer song folder? No, I don't have one of those. But I, you know, I've written all kinds of songs. I think people know me best for my sincere ballads. But I think if you actually listen to all of my albums, there's quite a range of emotion on there. And also different musical colors, and my influences are pretty diverse, and so I think you hear quite a range in my songs. Even though my most famous songs tend to be the songs you get married to, the love ballads.
Do you have to turn down a lot of weddings? I bet a lot of people has approached you to perform.
Oh well, you can't do them all, but I've certainly performed at quite a few.
Thank you, John, so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. I forgot to mention also earlier, you on your previous album, you worked with my friend Jonas Karlsson. He's from Finland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonas, he produced You Move, I Move, which is a duet that I do with Janae Aiko. And Jonas is a really talented guy. And I look forward to working with him again. He's great.
Yeah, we're so proud of him. His little sister is actually a really, really good friend of mine. So I know Jonas through that. So I called.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. And it was so fun to work with him and with Trey Campbell, who wrote with us on that song and wrote with me. Trey actually wrote with me more than just about any artist, any other co-writer on the album. And we worked together with Jonas and what a great group of guys. And our song with Janae is doing really well on R&B radio right now. So we're really excited about it. And I'm so happy we were able to do that with him.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you have really nice holidays. I hope you stay safe. And hopefully one day soon we'll get to see you on a stage here in Finland again.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you
have
so much.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you so much.